Welcome to Confessions of a Sales Pro. My very special guest this week is a woman by the name of Christina Bangma, owner of Kits Energy Training in Vancouver, BC. Christina is an entrepreneur, personal trainer, cycling coach, former competitive endurance athlete, and the author of the book, Athlete at Heart. In 2016, Christina was diagnosed with ARVC, a rare genetic heart disease, which progresses faster with exercise. Having built her entire life around exercise, the diagnosis could have easily crushed her spirit. Instead, Christina developed a new appreciation for life and has become more passionate about helping others live their best and healthiest lives. Her goal is to provide education and support on the importance of investing in our healthy early in life so we have a strong foundation we need on the future. Her training programs address the importance of a client's overall wellness, which may include social, nutrition, and emotional health, as well as physical fitness, to set them up for long-term success. Christina, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Ian. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. Your book's jumping off the shelves. You've got lots of clients. So on behalf of the listeners, before we get started, just wanted to thank you, Christina, today for taking the time. Kits Energy Training, Inc. is now in its 21st year. Congratulations. How did you get into this business? How did you get into the business, Christina? And why are you still so passionate about it?
Yeah, so it is in its 21st year. I can't believe it's been that long. When I was young, I was looking around at the adults around me and trying to figure out what kind of career I wanted to have. And what I didn't know what I wanted to do, but what I realized I didn't want is I didn't want to get stuck in a job or career that took absolutely everything from me. From what I could see, people were exhausted. They were, you know, even if they loved their job, it didn't leave any time for them to deal with their own health and to do other activities, other passions, other pursuits. And so I was looking for a career, an opportunity that I could make every single day exciting, interesting, work on my own health as well as helping others with theirs. And personal training seemed to be the absolutely perfect fit. Not only do I get the flexibility to work how I'd like to do, but I basically get to invest in my own passion, which is learning more about health and wellness and passing that education on to other people. So I'm still passionate about it because as I learn more and go through the cycle of life, so do my clients. And so the work is always changing. Over the years, I've specialized in so many different areas, such as bodybuilding, trail running, and triathlon. And now that my clients are mainly mostly over 55, now we're really focusing on how we can continue to thrive as we age.
Gotcha. I can tell it's in your voice, Christina. You're truly living a passionate life, and you formed a business around your passion instead of renting your resume to the highest bidder with a job. You decided to carve your own lane, and that's to be commended. That's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations again, Christina. Seriously.
Thank you so much. It's been a fun journey.
And it's still a journey. That's what's so great about finding something you love to do and do what you love. You will want to do it a very long time. So that's not an accident. You wrote a memoir titled Athlete at Heart. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what this is all about?
Yeah. So like you said in my bio, I was diagnosed with ARVC, which stands for arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. And that was in 2016. So I had just turned 40. I was in a newish relationship of about 2 years, and I had just spent the last, 2003, building my successful coaching and personal training business. So to say that it was devastating is an understatement. I felt like my identity, my business, my relationships, everything was being threatened. with the fact that I couldn't exercise anymore. And so this is essentially where the story starts. It's a 3-year memoir of being diagnosed, going through that process of devastation, denial, anger, frustration. And then it moves on to trying to find the tools to get myself out of it. When I was at the worst, I was at the most depressed, and I couldn't see any sort of reason for living anymore, I made a choice. And I said, okay, there's got to be something that's going to be good that comes out of this. So I'm going to create something. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to find a way to make something good of the situation. And when I do, I promised myself I would write the story of how I did it, the tools I used to help others, hopefully, because that was the book I was looking for at that time and I couldn't find it. So my main goal of the story was to explain all the messy bits of how you get from, you know, a really bad situation to being able to find joy in life again. And so although my story does revolve around heart disease and endurance sports, I do believe that I've written in a way that anyone who's struggling with a drastic life change can relate and possibly use my book as some inspiration for them to start their own journey.
That's so wonderful. And seriously, all of the listeners, I mean, we can have careers, we can be in sales, we can be in leadership. If we haven't got our health, none of it's sustainable. So what Christine is sharing with us today is food for the soul. We all need this. I love that you're in the book, Christina, you provide tools. And it's all a reflection of your positive mindset and your desire to inspire others. I mean, that is the heart of a true champion, someone that looks at things that way. I mean, there's got to have been a lot of things that changed for you. I mean, how has this experience changed how you do business or how you coach your clients today, Christina?
Yeah, before I was diagnosed, I thought I was actually living an extremely healthy lifestyle. And it was only after that I really looked at what I was doing that I realized that I had gotten myself a little bit caught up in the rat race. And I myself, even though I was doing something that I was extremely passionate about, I was allowing my work to take over a little bit too much. You know, I was waking up at 4:30 every single day and working till 8 p.m., training and coaching clients, being very active. And I was chronically fatigued, chronically tired. So I had to relook at, was I really taking care of my own health first? So restructuring the business and having stricter work-life boundaries, even though it is something that I love, I do need more downtime, time to recover, especially when you're dealing with a chronic illness. And then with my clients, I realized that they too were being overtaxed and being overworked. And so when clients would come to me for, you know, with a goal or a workout, I would really look at them and evaluate, okay, what is it that this person really needs right now? Is it a really hard workout? Or do we maybe need to look at some other aspect of their life which would help them more long term and help them throughout their week better than adding more stress onto their already stressed body? So I also believe that going through the experience of being sick and living with a chronic disease, I am way more empathetic and way more understanding with all of my clients' various issues, things that I may not understand completely, but I get that feeling of, okay, you're dealing with something that's so traumatic. What do you really need for your health at this point in time? And so I feel like I'm better able to meet those needs. I've also learned that we also need to work not just on our physical aspect, but our mental and emotional is just as important as our physical, and that needs to be addressed as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what really resonates for me with what you just said is having a balanced lifestyle. You had to, you were fatigued. And that can happen to all of us in our businesses, in our careers. We can get so busy that, you know, even if we love what we do, that's still not healthy, right? So getting that balance, finding that balance and helping your clients find it is just such a wonderful piece that you're giving the world, mental and emotional, not just physical. There's a whole lot of things tied up in health. I'm sure you could spend an hour telling us more about that for sure. But change seemed to be the catalyst for you. I, I would assume that you were already pretty healthy before you were diagnosed. So I can't imagine what more you could do for yourself to be a healthier human being. What changes did you make in your personal life, Christina, to live an overall healthier life?
Yeah, one of the biggest changes, which was a huge eye-opener for me, was that, you know, we hear it all the time, and I do preach to my clients all the time, that exercise is an amazing stress reliever. You know, exercise itself has so many health benefits. And so we do teach people to use exercise as a way to improve their health and also deal with stress. But there becomes a problem when we start to identify with that exercise. We identify with being a runner or a cyclist or triathlete or a soccer player, whatever the sport is that we've chosen. And it becomes our only form of stress relief and our only form of happiness. So if we can't go for that run, you know, we feel depressed, we feel angry, irritated, out of sorts. And if I just go for a run. So we want exercise for those health benefits. And we do want it as a stress reliever, but it can't be the only stress reliever. And so for me, I brought in meditation and breathing exercises and being more in nature. Maybe it's walking, so that is still exercise, but being out in nature or meditation to help bring me back to a place of calmness, a place of relaxation without having to use exercise to get that feeling. I also took my identity away from being an athlete. So I am an athlete at heart. I always will, always think like an athlete, but I don't have my identity hung up on being an athlete. So because I can't compete anymore, I can't train like I used to, it doesn't take away from me as a person and the value that I have in this world. So adding those mindfulness techniques, and then even looking at my diet was an interesting one, because generally I have a very healthy diet, so you can eat for specific disease as well. You can eat for specific conditions, and everybody is going to be unique, but there are certain ways we can change our diet to help support us either mentally or for our digestion or to strengthen your heart, all these different things. So really looking at food as a way of nourishment and empower, making me stronger, instead of just what we used to look at, it was weight loss or energy for a race or something like that, looking at just the calorie aspect. So looking at all those things were some of the biggest changes that I made in my life, which, and the other one was sleep. I can't underscore how important sleep is. And I feel like most people are very sleep deprived, especially as we get older, sleep gets more difficult to, we have sleep insomnia, all these other health issues that come about. And that really wreaks havoc with our mental and emotional stability and all the other systems in our body. You know, things start to break down when you're not getting enough sleep. So prioritizing sleep was a really, really big one for me.
Well, I mean, I agree. The stress really, and I know what you mean. I've run a few half marathons and I got like just fixated on running, and it was just a one thing. It wasn't. So what I heard you say there, Christina, was we need to welcome variety. You talk about adding meditation, breathing, finding other ways to reach calmness, dietary or food programs, and of course, good sleep. And you're right, sleep is everything. It charges our batteries as well. So being open to other ways to break that stress out of our lives, and variety can go a long way to do this. You've got so much advice for us, Christina. I'm amazed. I'm taking notes as you're talking. What advice do you have for our listeners today? Are there some specific changes we could all be adopting to live healthier today as we set ourselves up for a strong foundation into our future, as we get into our more mature years, Christina?
Yeah, the best advice I have for everyone is to never, ever take your health for granted, because it is not always going to be there for you. So if you are healthy now, my advice is to not only work at preserving that health, so not just, you know, eliminating sugars and alcohol and smoking and all those kind of things that we know are bad for us, but also doing something today, wherever you are, is to start building a stronger foundation for the future. So science tells us that we're growing and building ourselves up until the age 25. We'll even stretch it maybe to 30, which for me, that was, you know, almost 20 years ago. And so after 30, our body actually goes the opposite. It starts to decline. It starts to decay. It starts to break down. So at those crucial ages, 30 and 40, when we're probably at the biggest peak of our careers, people are having children, you know, the busiest that they've ever been, that's actually the time where they do need to start building that foundation and working on their health so that they can maintain their health in their more mature years. So wherever, whatever age you're at now, to preserve and to build that foundation, you do need to start making it a priority. And I realize that everyone is just swamped, you know, with meetings and the kids' games and all this kind of stuff that's happening. But if you don't make it a priority now, it's not going to be there when you need it later in your mature years. So it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. You know, it can be small things. And like you just said earlier, Ian, with the variety, you want to look for ways that you can sneak it in. You don't need to add one more stress. You don't need to get up another hour earlier and lose sleep to do this exercise. You know, it can be something as simple as walking to work instead of taking your car, or going to your kids' soccer games and running up and down the sidelines instead of standing underneath the umbrella. It could be stretching for 15 minutes every morning before you have your coffee and start your day. It could be a short meditation in between meetings. You know, slipping it in, finding ways to take time for yourself and figuring out what it is that you really need to be working on for you personally at that time in your life that you can continue to maintain that health. For the people that are not, who are suffering, who already have, you know, poor health, disease, you know, it's unfortunate and life isn't fair. And some people seem to have it really easy and others just seem to have the worst luck. But whichever one you are, I always believe that there's always a chance that we can still feel grateful for something. So we may not be able to change what happens to us, but we can change our attitude of how we're going to react to it. They say that suffering arrives the moment we wish our lives are different. So if we keep focusing on the bad thing that's happened to us, the disease that's taken over our lives, changed us, stopped us from doing what we want to be doing, then we're going to stay in that place of anger and frustration. If you want to get out of that, then you need to accept kind of where you are and see what you can do with whatever situation you're given to so that you can really enjoy the time on this earth. And it may look very different from before, and that's okay. That's where you're starting with.
I love that advice. Not taking it for granted. I wrote that one down because so many of us do, you know, you don't know what you had until you don't have it anymore. Right. There's that kind of mystery around it all, but that's sage advice. Don't take your health for granted. The term that came to mind was dig your well before you're thirsty when it comes to your health, right? You may not think you're going to need it today or tomorrow, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what you start doing today will make a massive difference in your life. And that's what you're talking about. Also, like Christina, the mindset you framed this with, there's always something we can be grateful for. Right. Maybe we're not what we used to be, but we still get to do this and this, and we get to love our children. We get to play with our grandchildren. We get to meet with our friends. I mean, there's still lots of great things that in life that we all have. And again, we probably take a lot of them for granted about that acceptance. And I think that is such a big deal. Christina, you have really shared some amazing tips, strategies, and knowledge based on your own experience and what you've overcome. Just so amazing. I'm positive our listeners would love to reach out to get a hold of you, maybe buy one of your books. What is the best way today, Christina, for our listeners to reach out to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I am all over social media. I'm on Instagram and on Facebook. And so I have two handles. My business handle, if you're interested in personal training, or any sort of speaking engagements, with, either your corporate team or a motivational kind of group for your sports team, you can get me through either. And that's either through Kits Energy. So, that's the business one. Also, I have a personal one, ChristinaBangma.com. So I have two websites and I have handles on Facebook and Instagram for them as well. I also have free YouTube videos if people are interested in doing some mobility work. There's some strength training stuff in there as well on YouTube, and that handle is Kits Energy. Yeah, if they want to buy the book, they can probably best through Amazon. It's also being sold at Kids Books in Vancouver, BC, but if you don't live in BC, you can buy it on Amazon. And you can also get it through my website, but I only deliver to Canada.
That's fantastic. Again, my very special guest this week, Christina Bangman, owner of Kits Energy and Training and the author of Athlete at Heart. Christina, thank you so much for taking the time today and sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, and your story with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks again. And thank you all for listening to Confessions of a Sales Pro.
If you have found this episode informative and helpful, we would be honored and appreciative if you would share this podcast with other great salespeople like yourself. And we look forward to you joining us for all new episodes weekly, every Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you'd like us to help you grow your sales commissions, visit us at salesmentoryou.com. Confessions of a Sales Pro. Less sins, more wins. With Ian Selby.